This is the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Nathan Ruggles sitting in here with you today. Thanks so very much for being with us here. We'd like to recognize a couple of our sponsors here, now, the United Mine Workers, as well as the IBEW Local 5. Their underwriting helps contribute to all of our programming and support all that we do here at the Union Edge. Also like to mention that you can listen to us not just live on the radio, whatever stations in your area, but you can listen live online and live anywhere, anytime on our app. You can download it from iTunes or the Google Play Store. You can listen to it on your Apple device, your Android device, anytime, anywhere, and not just the live program, but also our extensive podcast. We got all our back. If you miss a segment, you miss a day, you can always go back there and hear it later. So it's our pleasure to have on the program here. Next up, we've got Rich Fiesta of the Alliance for Retired Americans. Rich, thanks for being with us.
Sure, Nathan. Always great to be on the Union Edge.
Well, we always appreciate when you come on here and give us updates of what's going on, particularly latest news out of the nation's capital, issues affecting retired Americans. What do you have for the latest? What's the top issue?
Well, a couple things. First, there was an announcement about 2 weeks ago that the Social Security COLA for 2018 will be 2%. That's a much improvement above the current 2017 year of 0.3% and the 2016 year of 0%. But we at the Alliance support legislation that will change the way the COLA is calculated from based on wages to that which we call this Consumer Product Index for the Elderly, CPIE, that actually tracks what seniors and retirees spend their money on. And of course, as we know, healthcare and prescription drugs are much more of a senior's income than someone who's in their his or her working life.
Sure,
so that's
absolutely
kind of the news over the last 2 weeks, that the COLA is certainly better in 2018, and this is done by a formula under law. There's no political input into it at all. So we just think that the formula and the law should be better. So that's the one thing I wanted to tell your listeners about as well. And it also
Very good. Well, we should clarify, too, COLA, cost of living adjustment, right?
That's right. Is
built into the law. But what you're saying, though, just to be clear, too, is that you're saying that that formula that they use currently that led to that 0% and then 3% and then this most recent 2%, you're saying it needs to be more tailored towards the needs and actual real expenses of retirees.
That's right. And they have that the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is the neutral agency that figures all the calculations out, have an experimental, they call it CPIE for elderly, and it would be higher. It'd be better than 2% and 0.3% of last year and 0% of the year before. So that's kind of the newest news for retirees and seniors, and it also applies to VA benefits too and a host of other government programs.
Oh, that's good to know as well. Okay.
So that's some news. Other news is we're very worried about what's happening in these budgets. The U.S. House and the U.S. Senate have passed and are working to get a final one, and then tax reform plans that could be very devastating to seniors and older Americans as well. So we at the Alliance are very worried about that. On November 2nd, we're having a national call-in day to say no to tax bills that are really skewed to people with the 1% and corporations as well, and would take away things as like the medical expense deduction, your state and local tax deduction as well, would cap 401k plans on what you can contribute and not have taxed before they go in. I think, of course, we think traditional pensions are much better as a retirement vehicle.
Well, of course.
But 401k plans are very common in the workforce now, and they would even cut the benefits of them as well. So there are a whole bunch of things we're worried about right now that could happen between now and the end of the year.
Well, you know, you mentioned those deductions, which a lot of people certainly currently look forward to, that medical expense deduction and state and local taxes, being able to write those off, and, you know, not taxing the 401k contributions up front, but they get taxed on the end, you know, maybe a decade or two from now. Obviously, you can see those are definitely concerns of working families and those looking forward to retirement. Those would be then the key concerns of the folks that you talk to and retirees.
Yeah, that's right. We hear it from our, you know, members all over the country every day on, you know, what's going on. As you know, retirement is not as secure in this country as it once was because wages have been flat to down for working people over the last 30 years. Retirement programs like a pension that's negotiated or offered by the employer in the private sector and public sectors have been under attack for years. And as our nation ages, the importance of Social Security and Medicare and retirement become even more important. And we've just seen an erosion of retirement security, and the budgets that are being offered in Congress right now and a tax plan that's being offered are going to be more unfortunate in terms of increased erosion in retirement security.
Well, and just as far as affecting working people, whether they're currently working or whether they're finished or they're on their way, right, that despite this talk of reducing the overall, you know, percentage of tax, if you're taking away all these deductions, that's really going to hit working folks really hard. And is there anything particularly in this budget that you are most concerned about in terms of its effect on retirees? Is it mostly around these tax issues, or is there anything else there that you'd want to highlight for us?
Yeah, into the specific tax issues, too, just on Medicare and Medicaid spending, because people in the general public often forget that the Medicaid program, which was passed on the same day as Medicare back in the 60s, is a very important issue for seniors because it's the largest funder of nursing home care in the United States. And it's a state-federal program, and they've tried to knock the legs out from under it in the health care repeal bill that failed. And now there's another attempt at it in the budget process as well. So as America gets older, where we need these programs to take care of an aging population, the Congress seems to be going in the exact opposite direction of cutting probably $1 trillion over 10 years from the Medicaid program, just as the time that baby boomers in particular will need these services.
So we generally think of Medicare, right, as the big program for seniors, but Medicaid, which also helps a variety of people, including those who are of lower income, right? But like you said, seniors are getting affected by these huge, $1 trillion over a period of time. That's absolutely incredible, especially we consider that, you know, healthcare costs aren't looking to go down anytime soon, right?
Absolutely right. Yeah, healthcare costs are the highest segment of our economy with the highest rate of inflation over the last 20 years. And so we're going to cut the resources to the part of the economy that's had the highest rate of inflation. At the same time, our population is aging. It just is a really bad brew for retirement security going out 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now.
And in terms of all the good work that you're doing in the time we have left, let's talk a little bit about that. So tomorrow, I guess, right, is this national call-in day that you're giving folks an opportunity to make their voices heard, not just as a single individual, which is always great. You should definitely call your member of Congress anytime you feel the need, but making a big impact by collectively organizing and making those calls on the same day, right?
That's right, Nathan. We, Alliance for Retired Americans, had great success with call-in days during healthcare repeal. And November 2nd, I'll give you the number, 1-866-828-4162. I'll repeat that, 1-866-828-4162. And through the magic of telecommunications, you'll be directly connected to your member of Congress's office on that. So it's very important to visit, write, and call your elected officials to say where you stand on the issues.
Excellent. We'll make sure to get up that number on our podcast for this program in the future so that listeners can refer to there as well. And in terms of any other ways that people can get involved with this call-in day or other organizing you're doing to fight for the needs of retirees, where can folks go and where can they find out more information?
Easiest place is our website, because we're also doing events at local congressional offices all around the country this week. Our website is www.retiredamericans, that's one word in plural, retiredamericans.org, and we also have a Facebook page as well. So there are two very easy places to go and get more information of how active we are around the country.
Oh, very good. So you're doing visits to offices as well. That is excellent to hear that you're making these opportunities for people. RetiredAmericans.org. Rich Fiesta, thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.
That was Rich Fiesta with the Association for Retired Americans. And this is Nathan Ruggles here with you. And thanks for being with us here on the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.